For a record 9th time in team history, the New England Patriots are headed for the Super Bowl. That as a result of a 36-17 win over the Pittsburgh Steelers last night in the AFC Championship game in Foxborough. Pats coach Bill Belichick was asked after the game if this season was tougher than normal, with Tom Brady suspended for the first 4 games in Deflategate and Rob Gronkowski out since December with a back injury.
Well, we never dwell on that. We take the, you know, the hand that we're dealt and play the cards. And we're very fortunate. You know, we have a good team. We have a lot of good players. We have good depth. Look, every team has injuries. Every team loses a player. It's unfortunate, but that's life in the NFL.
It's one of the longest sound bites I've ever heard from Bill Belichick. With us this morning to talk about the game last night and look ahead to the Super Bowl is ESPN Boston's Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So it turns out it wasn't even a close game last night. The Pats just dominated. What made the difference?
Well, start with Tom Brady, and his passing performance was remarkable. 32 completions on 42 attempts for 384 yards. The 384 yards are the most ever for a Patriots quarterback in a playoff game. And the key thing to know with that is the Pittsburgh Steelers play a zone defense. And what that means is their defenders weren't clinging close to each Patriots pass catcher, but they were dropping back into certain zones on the field, and the Patriots were able to find the openings in those zones. They gave Tom Brady a lot of good time with good pass protection, and the pass catchers got open, and Brady found them.
On Friday, when we previewed the game, you said that the key matchups would be whether the Patriots offense could overcome the Steelers' frontline defense, and whether the Patriots' frontline defense could overcome the Steelers' offense and their quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger, and the Pats won both of those matchups.
They did, and one of the key points in the game came late in the second quarter. The Patriots were leading 17-6, and the Steelers had the ball down at the 1-yard line and were really close to scoring a touchdown there, and the Patriots kept them out of the end zone on 3 straight plays, and it was really them winning the line of scrimmage, breaking through and tackling the Pittsburgh Steelers for a loss, and the Steelers ended up settling for a field goal, and the Patriots really ran away with the game at that point. That was the turning point.
Right, you could feel it watching the game on TV last night.
Absolutely, and that momentum carried the Patriots to what, like you said, was an easier victory as they cruised into the second half.
Okay, so now we have 2 weeks, or I should say the Patriots have 2 weeks to prepare for Super Bowl 51. The fans have 2 weeks to prepare for watching the game. A game against the Atlanta Falcons. What's the plan, you think, to keep the Pats focused?
Well, the way they usually do it with 2 weeks is they'll prepare as if the game is actually next Sunday, meaning 6 days away. And so they'll have an urgency there to really get most of their work done at their home facility at Gillette Stadium. So when they get on the plane, which will likely be on Sunday to travel to Houston for the Super Bowl, they'll have a good portion of their work done, maybe 80-85%. And then they get to Houston with all the hubbub and, you know, with the Super Bowl, they can deal with that knowing that most of their work is already done.
Okay. Initial thoughts on how well the Pats match up against the Falcons after the Falcons just surprisingly demolished the Green Bay Packers this weekend.
Well, the Falcons have a terrific offense. It might be the best offense in the NFL, but one thing the Patriots have an edge on is experience, and we saw that last year when the Broncos and the Panthers played. The Broncos had the experience of having been in the Super Bowl. It's a game unlike any other, Bob. It's a longer game with a longer halftime and much more of a hype and build-up to it. So I think that experience gives the Patriots an edge.
I did want to ask you one more very specific question. Last night, the Steelers' defense did manage to pretty much shut down the Patriots' running game. Is that a concern going into the Super Bowl?
Well, the Patriots wanted to run the ball better in that game, but they had so much success, Bob, passing the ball that really they weren't going to run it just to run it, because they were doing so well in the air, and the player to focus on was Chris Hogan, the wide receiver who had 9 catches for 180 yards. The 180 yards, a Patriots record. And his story, many are now realizing, he was a college lacrosse player who played 1 year of college football at Monmouth, a very small school, and really had to scrap and earn his way into the NFL, was cut by three different teams, ended up with the Buffalo Bills, and the Patriots signed him away from the Buffalo Bills this year. A great underdog story, and he was the star of the game alongside Tom Brady.
All right, we'll be hearing a lot more about Super Bowl 51 and the run-up to it in two Sundays. Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPNBoston.com, provides regular analysis here on WBUR. We'll be talking to you again.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Mike and WBUR's Shira Springer are headed for Houston for in advance of the Super Bowl next week, so we will check in soon.